Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 9-11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Let's not forget to everybody that's out there working on the third watch, a special thanks goes out to you for keeping America rolling along, especially America's over-the-road truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. And don't forget, you can find us on the Captain's, let's see, at Captain's America on Twitter. That's at Captain's America on Twitter. And you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we're going to go right back to the telephone line to Denise Simon. And good morning again.
Good morning.
We have Elliot from Wesley Chapel just called in on the phone. I'm going to get to him right away. Okay, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. You know, Captain, something is speaking through my inner soul, warning me that the Taliban leaders, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, Russia, China, is all plotting a 9/11 against us. I just feel that way.
Oh, I do too. I do too, my man.
Yes, sir, because the time is right.
Yep.
Now, the Afghanistan people say they do not trust former President Hamid Karzai, and they do not trust current President Ghani, who's been accused of loading pallets of money into planes and heading to Dubai with $169 million. That's what he says. You know, let's take a look here. Denise, we are also learning that Catholic Charities and the Lutheran Church are heavily involved in distribution of the illegals at the border to places unknown in America. Now, we do know that America was turning the corner with COVID-19 when Joe Biden invited the world into our living room. We know the Democrats and the church flooded our communities with millions of infected people from parts unknown. We know these church people specifically loaded the red states of Florida and Texas with strangers that could be carrying other diseases. Thank you very much. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Yeah, he's right. Go ahead, Denise. He's right.
The Catholic Church is the lead NGO, the lead dog on all the stuff going on at our border. They've been doing it for years. There's a particular nun who I did some research on a couple weeks ago, so her name escapes me. But, yeah, the church is, if you listen to Jen Psaki from time to time, you will hear her say pastors and churches, because that's who Office of Refugee Resettlement has reached out to. And they've been, again, they are like approved by HHS and DHS to do this. So, yeah. And I also might add that this particular church group, the Catholic Church of Rio Grande Valley, it is. Catholic Church, Catholics of Rio Grande Valley. Anyway, they have been getting financial support from the Vatican. Oh, need I say more?
Yeah. Now, I've got a real problem with what the Pentagon chief, Lloyd Austin, had to say. Now, I told you about, and I'll remind the audience again here, this is not his first rodeo with yanking troops out of an area that where it went south quickly. He was the general in charge of pulling all the troops out of Iraq when we got the end result of having ISIS spring up under the Obama administration. So that's his background, number one. Number two, he said yesterday that our troops will be unable to help people reach the Kabul airport. They're pretty much on their own. And that, boy, how would you like to be sitting on the other end of that call?
Well, I'm not defending Austin at all. I have absolutely no use for the man. But I will say this. He was only doing what he was told in order to get the troops out of Iraq.
Yep.
How he did it, that's another story. But yeah, he spoke in absolute platitudes yesterday, and what he and Milley did yesterday at the presser was essentially say, we are only responsible for what happens at the airport. It's up to the State Department and, you know, any of the other diplomatic blah, blah, blahs to get the people to the airport. So mm-hmm. he wasn't going to take any blame for anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to load them all on buses because they're going to drive buses out there and bring them all back by convoys. Boy, tell me that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, no. And I told you about the phone call that was made yesterday by a friend of mine, sat call, to some of his people that that he used to work with, that are over there in Afghanistan, and they're basically at their job site. And he said that they actually saw the Taliban drive right by them on their way to Kabul. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to come back and say, okay, let's go get the Americans that are back there working at that facility.
Well, I don't know what it is that they're doing. I can't imagine the Department of Defense, which would have them as a contractor, would not have pulled the plug on that. Or, you know, what kind of a tripwire they have with military forces and protection.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really speak to that one.
Their security is provided by Mr. Eric Prince, I was told. But hold on, we'll be right back. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we go to break. And when we come back, I got a little chat that Joe Biden had yesterday. Wait till you hear this. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And you know, education of our youth is always critical. We had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that is just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. And we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, to the program, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution, where choices need to be made. And in volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. Volume number three features Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters, where Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflict. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren. An absolute must for homeschoolers. The books come in English and Spanish, too. And don't forget, locally in the Tampa Bay area, you can find them at the Coastal Market, number 607, located at 607 Clearwater Largo Road. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Okay, I got a little bit of a chat. I'm not going to play all of it because it's a minute and a half long, but I'm going to play about half of it from Joe Biden, who sat down and had an interview last night with George Stephanopoulos. Here we go. Anytime, Steffi.
When you look at what's happened over the last week, was it a failure of intelligence, planning, execution, or judgment?
Look, I don't think it was a failure. Look, it was a simple choice, George. When the Taliban, let me back it, put it another way. When you had the government of Afghanistan, the leader of that government, getting in a plane and taking off and going to another country, when you saw the significant collapse of the Afghan troops we had trained, up to 300,000 of them, just leaving their equipment and taking off, that was, you know, I'm not, this, it, that, that's what happened. That's simply what happened.
But we've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling.
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
What did you think when you first saw those pictures?
What I thought was we have to gain control of this. We have to move this more quickly.
Well, gee, was he living on another planet?
Okay, look. Let me put some things in perspective, and I'll do it quickly. Under the Trump administration, in the middle of the pandemic, Trump, through the State Department, stood up a task force. Mm-hmm. And this task force was to go around the world wherever people had notified the State Department that they needed to get home. Because otherwise they would necessarily be trapped in whatever country they were in doing whatever they were doing. If they were on vacation or doing missionary work or diplomatic work, whatever. But the United States worked diligently to get these people home. And if you, Pompeo tells a remarkable story about all that.
Yeah.
Okay? Just before, about two, 3 months ago, the Biden administration worked to terminate that task force, and it was stopped. Now, why in the world would the State Department stop that task force? The other piece is there's clearly a problem over there at the State Department because the people that are trying to notify our government that they need they are where they are in Afghanistan and need to assistance to get out. The portal was down.
Right.
And couldn't take the volume of calls.
Right.
Or the volume of inquiries.
Mm-hmm.
That's reprehensible. Absolutely reprehensible.
Mm-hmm.
So people are having to go other directions, which is the very reason that Congressman Ken Buck's office, who I had a very long talk with yesterday, back when I was talking to them when I met you,
mm-hmm.
Senator Cotton, they've had to create a different pathway, a different lane, in order to find the people that they possibly can in Afghanistan, whatever people they may be. They may be contractors, they may be diplomats, they may be staff, they may be whatever,
mm-hmm.
In order to give them some kind of assistance. I had a conversation yesterday with a general, a three-star, and I said, I've been asked to, you know, help with some information on some people. And I said, my only advice, and I didn't really want to do this because it's way out of my lane, but my advice was do not rely on the United States. The United States can't help you. And that was validated yesterday, actually, by that press conference with General Austin and General Milley.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you need to go contact either the United Arab Emirates because they are able to move flights, and so is India. So I would be going to those embassies wherever they have a footprint, including inside Afghanistan, in Kabul, and seeking their help because the United States has now fully admitted they can't help you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked about the polls, basically, and this is all I'm going to say about that. Most voters just are not buying what President Joe Biden's attempt to shift the blame for all of this, for the Taliban's sudden takeover of Afghanistan, trying to dump it on Trump, trying to dump it on the Afghan government, trying to dump it on... And by the way, you heard him say the 300,000-troop army, right?
Yeah, of course. He said it a couple times.
I'm being told that that army was not at 3,100 or 300,000 strength when this is going on for the last month or so. Have you heard anything about that?
I have heard that there's been a dispute on what the number is.
Yeah.
But there could be a dispute, but then again, there wasn't a validation of what the real number is. I don't think we can get a real number because so many of these people, I would say, were ghost forces
right.
that worked for the Afghan National Army.
The Afghan National Police was accounted in this, but I've been told that the Afghan Special Forces were pretty much the army, and it was about 75,000 of them were the ones that were skipjacking around the country. That's what I've been told. Now, I don't know how true that is, but that's what I was told.
Okay.
So, I mean, that kind of makes sense because I was watching the uniforms, and there's a difference in the uniforms, and I kept seeing the uniforms of the Special Forces guys, not the regular army.
Okay.
So that's where I'm coming up with that may or may not be the case. All right, well, let's go back to playing Eagle in the Sky here and taking a look at the picture. I am really, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say, and we had this conversation off air, I do not believe we're going to get all our people out of there come September 11th. Then what?
The math doesn't add up. The math does not add up that we can. And so... if for nothing else, George Stephanopoulos really pushed him on that interview last night. You have to listen carefully. I mean, Stephanopoulos was really trying to give Biden the answer inside the question. And finally, they got there. And the answer was, are we going to stay there past September the 11th? And Biden hemmed and hawed. And he finally, because Stephanopoulos kept prodding him, the answer to that was yes.
Yep.
But the Taliban has a different plan because they've actually said all the Americans have to be out by September the 11th.
Correct.
So how's that going to work?
Yeah. They're going to lead to a confrontation of some sort, I think.
Hence the reason I started off with this segment with you, that maybe we ought to look at another whole kind of war gaming plan.
Well, I'm pretty sure that there's contingency plans that have been put through, and they're being put through as we speak, because right across the bay from me sits...
They would never get approved.
Well,
they don't have the stomach.
All right, well, we'll see. We're going to have to find out, because I believe we're going to be leaving a bunch of people behind, and I don't see that happening. I think we'll still try to get them out. All right, we'll have to talk to you tomorrow. To be continued, and have yourself a great day.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be back, and boy, I'm telling you, folks... what a tangled web we weave. The Military and Veterans News segment coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Got lots more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In the wake of the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, the International Monetary Fund says it's suspending the country's access to millions in reserve funds. About $450 million was set to be allocated to the country at the end of the month, the move coming after pressure from the Treasury Department. 18 Republican lawmakers sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Tuesday asking her to ensure that the Taliban would not be able to tap those IMF funds. And a Tampa area school district has voted to impose a mask mandate after thousands of students and staff were forced to go into quarantine or isolation. 10,384 students and 338 staff of the Hillsborough County School District are in isolation or quarantine because of positive COVID tests or being in close contact, with more than 1,800 COVID cases among that group. The Hillsborough County School Board voted Wednesday to impose a mask mandate for at least 30 days. Parents will be able to opt their children out of the new policy with a doctor's note. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. Bo Browning will be in studio here in about another hour. And we'll be talking today, so if you got any questions, get them ready. And in the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, and don't forget, you can give them a call and take a tour of either one of their campuses. Now, their campuses are in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa, Clearwater's across the bay, and in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston. Now, the number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of those facilities. Now, what you'll get when you do that is you'll be able to talk to a student or students, You'll be able to talk to an instructor or instructors, and you'll also be able to talk to the people that handle the financing and get your loan money lined up and all that sort of stuff. Because if you are a veteran post 9/11, more than likely, if you haven't used your educational benefits, your training will be covered 100%. Now, if you're pre 9/11, depending on whether or not you've used what you got or haven't used what you got, you may have some left, depending on the length of time that it's been since you got out of the military, or you may have all of it left, but you may have some left, or you may have none left. And if that's the case, then you just go through the conventional student loan process, and they have people there that can do that for you, too. Now, the great thing about National Aviation Academy is you will have a lifetime of employment anywhere you want to go. Once you get certified as an aviation maintenance tech, you can go anywhere in the world and get the job done. It's just that simple. So if you want to travel, travel's in there for you. If you want to be stateside, you can do that too. And you'll start out around $60,000 a year. That's a mean salary where you start in pretty much here in the U.S., and that's not bad. Go overseas, you're probably talking a minimum of a three-figure income to start with, a six-figure income, sorry, to start with, and then you go from there. But in the meantime, that's where we're at. That's what will happen. Speaking of aircraft, the C-17 that took off with the people that were hanging on the plane, you all saw the video of that, and some of them fell off the plane, and of course, they were killed because they got dropped to 2,000 feet or whatever. Others got dropped before they got up that high in the field that was there, but several people died, and they found body parts in the wheel well. So that plane has been grounded while they come forth with an investigation to find out how come things happened the way they did. Well, we all saw what was going on. The plane was going down the runway, and there must have been 500 people trying to jump on the plane any way they could and take off and get out of Dodge because they were that desperate. Now, no amount of military service would ever deliver a stable and secure Afghanistan, so says President Joe Biden. Now, Biden blamed the collapse of Afghanistan on the lack of will from politicians and security forces there. Well, that's part of it. The other part of it is the average grunt wasn't getting paid. Did you know that? Anybody talking about that? The average Afghani grunt was not getting paid. Now, the other folks were, the special forces troops that were there, and politicians, they were all getting their money, but the guys down the line weren't. And that may have had something to do with why the military ran away. That might have had something to do with it. Don't know. Now, the other thing is, we probably could have done more. Frustration and anger at President Joe Biden's handling of the evacuations from Afghanistan are mounting amongst administration officials, lawmakers, both parties and advocacy groups, and the Afghani veterans themselves are mad as hell about this. I've talked to a number of them, and they are just absolutely, absolutely beside themselves. If they had a way to get over there to go after their friends, a lot of them said they'd go do it. Because these interpreters, they know the deal. They were promised. They were promised that they would be brought to the United States after they did their 2 years with the military over there. They were promised. It didn't happen. Now, inside Reach 871, a U.S. C-17 packed with 640 Afghans trying to escape the Taliban. That was the Air Force evacuation flight from Kabul to Qatar. That came near the record for the most people ever flown on a Boeing airlifter, cargo plane. Unbelievable. And for the informal groups of troops and vets working to help the Afghans seeking refuge in the United States, the Taliban control there is still raising alarms for Afghans and Americans. Because are we vetting these people correctly? Or are we just letting them in because we need to let them in? A lot of that is being called in question right now. We'll see what happens, because we don't want to let any terrorists in if we can help it, and God knows that could happen. And the race is on to try to get 20, 25, 30,000, whatever it is, out of Afghanistan between now and the 31st of August. They're trying to get most of it done now, operating the planes day and night, back to back to back to back, if that's what it takes. They fly them to where they fly to, and then they turn around, they fly back to get another load. And that's what they're doing. So, we'll see what happens. And all you can do is watch and see. This is an airlift that's second to none. I mean, I remember Berlin airlift. I remember, I wasn't that old, but I do remember reading about it and studying about it. And I do remember other airlifts and things that were done in different areas of the world. And this one here, this is going to be the tops of all time, the way they're going about this. A lot of people we have over there. And whether we have 10,000, 15,000, 20,000, or the 30,000, or the 40,000 that they seem to be throwing a number around, that that's what's over there, we got to get these people out. Because if we don't, do you think for 1 second the Taliban is just going to say, okay, Americans, you are free to go, have a wonderful day? Nope, they're not going to do that. Especially if they want their $9.5 billion that's being held from their bank. They might want that money. And if they do, what better way to do it than by taking our people hostage? I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but to me, that's what they would be doing if they were going to try to go after their money. And you know, the big question still is, did China outmaneuver the U.S. and embolden the Taliban? To that I say, maybe. Maybe. Because the Taliban, a couple of weeks prior to all of this, did have a face-to-face meeting with China. You have to wonder what China did to help them, because I'm sure they did. They didn't do this on their own. They had help. They had help. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Yes, there's financial news to talk about. And I'll be back. Kathy, give him the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mr. Mark Walters. I was on his program on Monday. Go back, catch the podcast of that. We totally were all about Afghanistan and Joe Biden and the big screw-up that's going on there right now and all of that stuff. This is the worst I think I can ever remember. Dunkirk? Yeah, forget that. This is going to be worse. But anyway, the Moss Acura brings you this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the brand-new Moss Acura MDX Sport Utility Vehicle. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has got a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and boy, I'm telling you, that feels good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor those who've served our country with a You Serve, You Save program. So don't forget, active duty military, veterans, first responders, church pastors too, you're going to get a tremendous discount on your vehicle. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a bunch of dinero. All right, and joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, not to be outdone, the pessimism in the country along with the inflation is going up just about as fast, both of them together. And the housing starts that sank much more than expected in July, also the resurgence of the coronavirus, the inflation proving stronger, more widespread than anticipated. People are just coming unglued here.
Well, I mean, I hope people are not, you know, come, I, if you're going to see anything that's unglued, you're probably, you know, you're going to see the leadership out of Washington, you know, Biden coming out yesterday and making, and he just sounded off, you know, missing words, unable to speak properly when it came to his COVID booster speech, which obviously didn't give anybody any sort of confidence whatsoever.
No.
You know, so that there's a lot of uncertainty that's in the air right now, because I think a lot of people are starting to see exactly where he is and his inability to handle this situation. And, you know, it goes to other things. I mean, you take a look geopolitically. If you were, you know, China at this point in time, and you're kind of biding your time and waiting to see where you might want to retake Taiwan, you know, you might think that, hey, now's the time to do it, especially with this guy in charge. So, there's without a doubt, there's a lot of uncertainty in the air, which is not good.
Now, Federal Reserve officials last month made plans to begin scaling down the central bank's bond purchases later this year, minutes from the Fed's July meeting. That was shown in some of the notes that were released yesterday.
And again, it's without a doubt, this is affecting the movement in the markets. I see stock futures are sharply lower again this morning. After this, you know, the Fed saying that they may taper some of their bond buying, means less money printing that's going on. I mean, it's a knee jerk reaction to this. It's something that it was inevitable, had to be done. I would caution though, because again, you know, based upon the amount of debt that we have, they have to keep interest rates at these ridiculously low levels, especially with all this extra spending that the current administration wants to have. I mean, if we just go back to any sort of normalized rates whatsoever, we're looking at interest payments a year at well over $1 trillion. So anybody get their arms around that? If we just go back to 5% on the 10-year treasury, you're talking $1.5 trillion a year in just interest payments.
Mm-hmm. Now, the wholesale price of gasoline has dropped since Monday, 10 cents a gallon. Diesel, 12 cents a gallon. Oil is back down. The one-year forecast to $75 a barrel has dropped $4 a barrel since Monday. West Texas crude is down around $65 a barrel. Brent crude is down around $68 a barrel. That's all good for the consumer, but the retail price at the pump never drops as fast as what happens on the other end of it, right?
No, it's very volatile right now. I think that there's, you know, we've seen such a run up in gasoline and oil over the past year that, you know, sometimes it needs to come and needs to trade. It'll come back down, and you know that's just how things, you know, operate. Nothing really ever goes up in a straight line. But again, it's very, very expensive based upon where we were not too long ago.
Now, there's some people once again talking about the wealth gap, and of course, it's usually the liberals that talk about this, because when the U.S. Federal Reserve officials headed their annual mountain retreat conference, whatever that is they call it, the wealth gap has apparently risen, with Jackson Hole, Wyoming, coming out on top of all places.
Well, yeah, there's certain areas of the country that have been, you know, become very popular, in Montana and Wyoming and these other places. And, they've gotten very, very expensive. You know, that's been a trend for a period of time. Again, people looking to get out of some of these high tax states, they've been coming and another alternative out there. You know, I my concern, obviously, you're going to have a wealth gap when you have, you know, people that, you know, the startup companies that, especially in technology sector, that are extraordinarily, popular at a period of time that are doing very, very well. You look at the Jeff Bezos and the Mark Zuckerbergs and, you know, the Apple situation, but even though Steve Jobs is gone, it's his family's wealth that's there. That's going to happen. It's going to happen. What we need to really kind of focus on is obviously the stock, payments in stock to certain executives and people that do not found companies and the issues that that causes when it comes to wealth disparity. That I take issue with.
Now, yesterday morning, we were talking about they'd scaled down the number from T-Mobile, the people that they thought were hacked, the data at T-Mobile. And now this morning, the story is back to the 100 million subscribers that they're saying was hacked or information was gotten by hackers in the T-Mobile data system.
Again, this is where people have to be careful. You know, T-Mobile's not the only company that's been hacked. I mean, it happens all the time. This is kind of what leads to the ability of foreign entities and bad guys overseas to get people's information and able to take advantage of government handouts and giveaways. Over $400 billion and just the aid from COVID was taken by some of these entities, and they were able to do it via the information garnered from these things. So again, you might want to check your passwords and change them over time. But again, don't get fished into any scams where they're asking you for certain questions, trying to get information out of you.
Mm-hmm. Now, Robinhood has warned of lower trading revenue in the third quarter. Robinhood doesn't always get it right.
Well, trading revenue. I mean, there hasn't been the whole meme stock, run up or, controversy that took place, which, helped them when it came to revenues in the first quarter, of this year as it was now. And that's obviously going to be an issue. I think a lot of retail traders are, kind of sound a phrase, broke, busted, and disgusted after some of the decisions that they've made, and that obviously limits their trading ability.
By the way, Fred down in Fort Lauderdale saying good morning. He likes what we're talking about, so good morning back to Fred.
Morning, Fred.
Yep. Now, gold is up after the U.S. Fed minutes, and the dollar strength has cut some of the gains there. A lot of things going on with our dollar lately.
Well, again, you can do comparisons to other currencies around the globe. It can be somewhat volatile. It's been in a bit of a range for a period of time. We did see, you're going to see some strengthening to some degree in the dollar when you start to see the Fed talk about tapering and not printing as much money. But, the range has been pretty much normal, even though the dollar's, at about a 9-month high right now.
Okay, my friend, here comes the music. I'll have to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, but we'll see what tomorrow brings.
You got it. Have a good one.
Have a great day, my friend. That's Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there, check him out, see all the things he does. And his radio show on the weekend is on many of these same stations that I'm on right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.